This is a brief excerpt from the short story titled King of Nothing, written by Patrick Renson and narrated by Mustaq Mizuri. Chapter 2, titled Purgatory Strawberry. The gibbous moon lay upon a town deep in slumber. The only sign of life is one haggard old van dragging itself from street to street. Arthur coasted it gently into the usual park before letting the keys out of the ignition. In return, the engine spluttered and then hummed a sigh of relief, as it too fell idle. Following his usual detour, Arthur slipped under a heavy stone archway that hid behind it a winding back street, lined by a column of asymmetrical houses that rose up against him from both sides. A whimsical sight, though not one atypical of Hum. Here side streets backed onto main roads, roads forked into alleys, alleys crept under bridges and looped back around. It was an elaborate maze of stone and brick, where at no point were you ever lost, and neither were you going anywhere faster. It carried this uncanny sense that your life existed inside of a model village. Arthur continued to advance his stride, towards home, or at least in that general direction, his mind preoccupied by the subtle nuances of medieval architecture, and immediately kicked his foot into one of the many oversized clay pots that decorated the footpath. It swayed vigorously and, in an attempt to halt its momentum, Arthur swung his arm out, clubbing his palm into a beautifully manicured bed of begonias. With the rotund plant pot teetering precariously on the tip of its rim, it was only by some miracle that when it did fall, it fell safely back down onto its base with a heavy thunk. Though the flora had sustained moderate damage, any real crisis had somehow been averted. Regardless, this lifestyle was proving far from sustainable. First, it was a near-death experience, closely followed by attempted social suicide. Now, this. He had only to look down at how closely intimate his soft little toes were to where the pot now lay, to come to a swift and composed decision. Arthur's sole and only focus was to make it home before his luck inevitably ran out. The sloped terracotta awning set above the front door provided the perfect cover to act inconspicuously. With knees bent, back slightly hunched, like some perverse creature of the night, Arthur swiped furiously at his jeans to dispel any excess pollen that could or may be used as evidence against him. Despite the remainder of his trip being particularly uneventful, he knew it was the minute and unassuming that had a habit of biting one in the arse, if you weren't totally careful. Keeping that in mind, it was imperative that Arthur not fall into a false sense of security, safety being so close at hand. He could practically count the number of steps, and considering lights weren't an option, he would practically have to. Past 4 inches of solid oak, a few paces off to the right where his parents lay, and a few paces more to the left, marked the boundary between his room and the rest of the house, which also marked safety. All Arthur had to do was step over that invisible line, but until then, he must not wake his parents. Not that they could punish him for his unreasonable and unruly bedtimes. Arthur was an adult now. However, there was always a chance, albeit slim, that they pick up on the subtle inflections in tone between the tread of his sole and the soft, meaty slap a bare foot produces. Even the slight drop in temperature from a crisp night's breeze. It would be something of that nature that would prompt them to check the time. Any chance of an alibi would have at that moment vanished. The older townspeople would come to find out, that part was almost guaranteed. Their free time mainly consisted of engaging in constant chatter between one another, and with free time being something that came in such abundance, Pointless and menial details were often used to fill the gaps in conversation. Not only that, they were remembered. With his guilty hand, Arthur took hold of the knob. It quivered slightly in his grasp as he began to apply pressure, but opened nonetheless with a welcoming mechanical click. Here, at least, the scales were tipped in his favour. Though the lines between paranoia and curiosity are often blurred, there was not a soul in Hum who could conceive the notion of any harm or malice beyond a petty grudge or juvenile delinquency, including Arthur, who had dabbled in both. As such, it was very rare that anyone bothered locking their doors. A low, resonating groan as the full weight of the door shifted onto its heavy brass hinges. Arthur eased his grip in return, allowing it to fall comfortably ajar. He couldn't help but start to envision himself as a trope in some B-grade horror film, half expecting a pair of ghoulish arms to lurch out at him from within the sinister slit of darkness. Instead, there was nothing. Nothing but pin-drop silence. Satisfied by this, he began to make his move.